From the GPB Newsroom, good Tuesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. A new prediction shows Georgia's peak coronavirus hospital use will be May 1st and peak deaths will be May 3rd. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation also projects Georgia won't have enough ICU beds by the end of this week. The state had previously planned to peak on April 26th. A 200-bed surge capacity hospital is being constructed at the Georgia World Congress Center in downtown Atlanta. The scope of the coronavirus crisis in southwest Georgia is still growing. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on Randolph County, which now leads the state in per capita infections.
About a dozen rural counties marked their first coronavirus infections on the same March day as Randolph County. Unlike those places, which today count infections in ones and tens, this small county of just over 7,000 people now has over 120 infections, including 47 at a nursing home. Ken Burns is head of emergency management in Randolph County. He says getting people to do their part against the virus has been an uphill battle.
You got a lot of folks that just, I'm not sick, so why should I, be held to stay at home kind of thing, So they're still doing life as usual.
Just as people have been asked to do everywhere, Burns asked the people of Randolph County to skip social gatherings and stay home. If not for their sake, for their neighbors. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A political analyst says states need to proceed with caution as they look to wind down shelter-in-place orders and reopen the economy. Kyle Hayes is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He spoke on GPB's Political Rewind today. He said state and federal officials everywhere, including Georgia, need to pay close attention to historical evidence that shows economic recovery and public health efforts are tied together.
When you do look back at the 1918 flu epidemic, you also find that the cities that took the most aggressive public health responses, their economies performed better in the wake of that pandemic.
Hayes says consumer confidence is closely tied to the health of the economy. Navicent Health in Macon is using private airplanes to ship COVID-19 testing kits out of state to get results back more quickly. GPB's Sarah Rose has this story.
For weeks, the hospital has been driving tests to labs as far away as Tennessee and North Carolina, a journey that can take several hours. Once they're received, they still have to be analyzed. But now, Angel Flight Source, a charity that typically offers free flights to medical patients, is using their planes to help. Navicent's Michael Hajwaronski says,
"They've cut our turnaround time in half, so we can get two-hour flight times. And that's just been amazing."
Hajwaronski says all 50 of their locations are currently testing for COVID-19 and will be serviced by the chartered flights. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. For the latest information about coronavirus in Georgia, go to our website, gpb.org/virus.